During the time of the second caliph, Omar ibn al-Khattab, a garrison was established in Arab Iraq near the border with the vast empire of Iran. The troops of the newly established Army of Islam would launch attacks on the Iranian border from that garrison. Gradually, the garrison became the command center of the army and then turned into a large city called Kufa. During the reign of the second caliph, and also when Osman ibn Affan and Ali ibn Abi Talib were in power, Kufa became the center of major political tensions for the government. Amr ibn Yasir, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, and Walid ibn Nogba were among the governors who were given the authority to rule over Kufa. Walid ibn Nogba was a foster brother of the third caliph, Osman. Due to his relation with the caliph, he had turned Kufa into the realm of his own insatiable desires. The Mosque of Kufa, 4 decades after Hijra.
Move around! Stop! Bow down! Yes! Now sit down! Turn into a dog! Turn into a dog! Turn into a dog! Growl! Growl! Turn into a dog! Turn into a dog! Animal?
Oh my
God. Oh my God.
I knew that you'd be sorry, you idiot. A sword!
Well done.
Oh! You have a very sharp sword, Valid. The sword of a Muslim governor kills people, but the magic of a Jewish sorcerer brings people back to life. Now answer me this. Who's the loser? Valid? Or the sorcerer? And not your mouth. He's a human being. Laugh. Now cry. You see? He knows how to cry and how to laugh. The only difference between him and me and you is the crime. Let us condemn him to death. Now, forget about what he has done. The young and the lucky governor of Kufar has sentenced this man to death. But I want to ask for his forgiveness. I'll cut off his head and carry out the order given by Valid. Then once that's done, I'll bring him back to life and bless him. With the mercy of sorcery, so from now on, you're one of the wanderers, you animal. In order to be alive, you should die. So die.
Stop it, sorcerer! Life and death are in God's hands, sorcerer. If you really can do that, bring your ancestors back to life. You meddle in the secrets of creation through magic, which is the science of deception. You're a pagan.
How many governors does Kufar have? One of them respects the sorcerer, and the other one calls him a pagan. Should the sorcerer be proud, or should he be scared?
Jondam, is that you? You should repent. Standing up against the governor of Kufar is just like standing up against the commander of the faithful Osman.
Thank God I'm encouraging people to do the right things. You're the one who should repent as you've committed a sin. Walid, you're hosting debauchery in the house of God. Is the mosque a place for prayer or sorcery?
Muslims aren't monks, and mosques aren't monasteries. Muslims aren't hermits, Jondab. They worship God, and they have fun as well. They worship God at the altar of the mosque, not in the yard. Is it considered a sin if they use the mosque's bathroom?
Why are you laughing at something stupid that mocks your religion? What would you do if, God forbid, someone commits adultery in the yard of the mosque? And if someone worships an idol, you've put on shoes that are made of fire, Walid. Repent! Sorcery and magic put a spell on the people!
We were just watching the magic, Jondab. The sorcerer is a Jew, so the rules of Muslims do not apply to him.
But the sorcerer has entered the house of God with your permission, Walid! Even though I was a companion of the Prophet, I was shocked when I saw that the sorcerer went into a donkey's mouth and came out of its anus! Aren't you worried that Muslims might get excited by the sorcerer's magic and deny the existence of God? Is it fun or infidelity?
Oh, poor man, stand up. The miracle of Moses was himself. His staff and the snake were the creators. Sarcastic stories about the ignorance of human beings. Stand up.
Anyone who denies the sorcery would deny Moses' staff as well as the healing power of Christ. Anyone who denies them would deny God as well.
Stop the blasphemy. You're a pagan. The staff of Moses and the healing power of Christ weren't magic. They were inspirations and miracles of those prophets. Do you want to kill this man and bring him back to life?
Mm-hmm.
Are life and death in God's hands or in your hands?
Sorcery is the knowledge of the occult, and anyone who learns it will know the secrets of creation. And anyone who knows the secrets of creation can perform
May
magic.
May God destroy the tricks of hostile atheists. This man, because of the things he said, should be treated as a pagan.
Do you want me to reveal your lies?
You can't do that, angry man.
Oh! Stand up! Stand up and bring yourself back to life! Repel death and make life eternal! Stand up! Where's your Christ-like healing power? Where are your snake and staff? Stand up!
Kill him! Kill that stupid man!
Ah!
Wait!
Do you want to kill the Prophet's companion, Walid?
Blood should be paid with blood.
He's killed sorcery and magic.
The sorcerer was made of flesh and blood.
Was he related to you or religious?
He was a human being. Oh, desert-dwelling rebel, do you mean it's a sin to perform sorcery in the house of God, but it's all right to kill people? The house of God is a sanctuary, isn't it?
Poor people! If the legitimate judge of Khufu decides that John Dab should be executed, the Azd tribe won't oppose it.
Tell Masood's son to come here, Wadan. Quickly!
Hurry up. Hurry up, Sheikh.
We're going through bad days. Hello. How are you, Warden? These days, you can't see Arabs greet each other when they see each other, can you? They're either busy biting their neighbor's back or selling their camels in order to buy swords. What happened, Warden? Why are you in such a rush?
There's a fury in the mosque of Kufa, Sheikh. The Jewish sorcerer has been killed.
Oh, who killed him? Why did they kill him?
The Azdi Jondab. Hurry up, Sheikh. The Azdis have drawn their swords.
He asked the Jondab.
Mm.
Oh, God, pour down patience upon us. What did you see, Jondab?
I saw that. The sorcerer appeared like a camel and started walking on a rope. And I also saw a donkey that the sorcerer entered its mouth and came out of its anus. He had turned this poor guy into a dog. He wanted to kill him and then bring him back to life. I just couldn't keep watching the sorcery, so I got involved.
Oh, people. Is there someone among you? Come, one of you. Someone. Who can confirm what Jondab said?
Sheikh!
The witness shouldn't be from the Asdi tribe.
Yes, I have a question for you. Will you guarantee that the people won't throw stones and shoes at us? And that we'll be safe after we give our testimony?
If you don't say anything stupid and don't waste people's time, I'll guarantee it.
I testify that based on what I've seen and learned in the name of humanity, he was like a useless cow that doesn't have milk and hasn't even plowed a small plot of land, I tell you.
Don't laugh. Do you think this is a joke? You are an ominous witness. I'm really sorry. You can never tell the truth. Listen. People of Kufa, I can't accept any witness from the Asad or the Asdi tribes.
Well, I say no one but God can understand or tolerate what I have witnessed.
I testify that I've seen whatever Jondab has seen.
Among all these people in Kufa is Abba Khatam, the only person who's mature and sane enough to testify. I need your testimonies as well, in order to pass judgment.
Sheikh, God knows very well that we have all seen it. I also confirm what Jondab said.
Jondab, my son, why did you kill the sorcerer?
I heard from the prophet that sorcerers only deserve a strike of the sword. That's why I struck him once, no less and no more.
I've also heard this saying from the prophet. I don't blame you that the sorcerer was killed with a strike of the sword. You don't have to pay for his blood. But you've committed sin as you spilled someone else's blood in God's sanctuary. You should pay for it and repent.
Hey, Sheikh. Will the Caliph also confirm the saying you attributed to the Prophet?
If you have any doubts about what I said, you can ask the Caliph about it. I'm sure the Caliph's decree will help us in this matter.
Until we receive the Caliph's decree from Kufa in Medina, Jondab will remain my prisoner. Dinar, Wadan, tie him up.
Get up.
Walid, I won't consider you as Ogba's legitimate son if you don't arrest me. You're the son of Ogba who would throw the dirty remains and guts of sheep at the prophet.
Move, you bully.
Oh, people! Among the 70 prisoners of the Badr War, Ogba was the only prisoner who was beheaded on the prophet's orders.
Move, you rebel.
Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Oh, you faithful people! This is the same Walid ibn Ogba who only became Muslim on the surface! Don't trust a person who's involved in debauchery according to what God has said! He wants to put me in jail to cut off my head in a deceitful act!
Take him away!
Go! You're a rebel
and a pagan!
Bully.
Get off me!
Walid, I swear to God, if you change the Caliph's decree, you'll face the sharp swords of the Azdi tribesmen. People, the Asad tribe has been an ally of the Az tribe since many years ago.
What have you done, you poor creature of God?
If Walid wants to trick us, we'll fight against him. Go inside.
Dinar, did you see how angry the Azdi people were? If I were the Kufa prison's guard, I would lock him up in a room with 7 doors and would lock all of the doors.
You're the Kufa governor's bodyguard, Vardan. The Azdi men want to deal with Walid. If I were you, I would put on 7 armors and would protect all the armors with magic.
Oh.
Go. You idiot.
Are you talking to me?
If you don't call me a pagan and don't cut off my head, yes, I'm talking to you. What was wrong with you?
I'm not sorry. Is this Joseph's well or a prison?
Haven't you heard about divine retribution? It's right about that.
What should I do if I need to go to the bathroom?
In prison, you're only given enough water just to make your lips wet, and you're only given enough food just to remain conscious. You won't need to urinate or defecate. Go inside.
Oh, God, I am satisfied with what you have. Please accept my strife. Truth has come, and falsehood has departed. Indeed, falsehood is bound to depart.
Let's suppose that John Dab shouldn't be executed for the murder. You shouldn't have harshly criticized the Caliph's governing public. You've paid allegiance to the Caliph. You have to fear God. A prominent judge like you should take society's interest into consideration when passing judgment.
You know it, and you don't know it at the same time. We abide by the principles.
Principles? Is prophecy a principle or an ancillary?
Do you want to test me on the principles of our religion, Walid?
What did the Prophet do in the Hudaybiyah peace treaty? When he saw that the unbelievers were resisting against his prophecy, he gave up. He ordered them to drop his prophecy title from the treaty. What he did was rejecting one of our principles of our religion, wasn't it?
The prophet of God is connected to inspiration. He had the status of a prophet. A principle can change another principle.
Fanatics like you are a threat to the dignity and grandeur of Muslims. You should be afraid of the day when division will tear apart the Muslims' flag on the land of Caesar and Kasra. On that day, we won't have any principals or ancillaries. You and I won't be alive either.
You're aware of the danger, Walid. But not the reason, huh? Am I the one who's causing division by prohibiting people from sins, or you by encouraging people to commit sins? You're a governor assigned by the Caliph. The people see you as the representative of the Caliph. They follow you, whatever you say. If you commit a sin, no matter how little it is, they'll see it as big as a mountain. You're not alone in what you do. People think of the Caliph based on what you do. And they see him as complicit in any good or bad deed you do. You've chosen the Christian Abu Zubayd as your confidant and pay him a salary from the treasury that belongs to Muslims. Do you know anything about Islamic prohibitions? You brought that sorcerer into the house of God to mock Muslim sanctities.
Abu Zubayd, Abu Zubayd, the Jewish sorcerer, ah! Abu Zubayd was a Christian. He converted to Islam. The Jewish sorcerer didn't deserve to be punished just because he was famous. I should have seen him commit a crime, shouldn't I? Let's suppose that the sorcerer deserved to be killed. Fine. Who should have killed him, that crazy Azdi man? Just because the warriors from the Adz tribe supported him. Those stupid traditions are dead. We shouldn't draw our swords and execute verdicts by relying on our tribes. Things should be done through insight, not fanaticism.
I wish your sayings and deeds were the same, Walid. Forget about it. I'm in charge of the treasury in Kufa. You owe 100,000 dinars to the treasury that belongs to the people. It is a month overdue. Why don't you pay your debt?
Extend the deadline.
For how long?
For as long as it takes for me to pay it.
I don't think it's the right thing.
But why?
You're not a poor man, Walid.
Hmm? Will you accept if the Caliph orders it?
If the Caliph writes the order himself? Well, yes. Yes.
That was horribly sarcastic, Sheikh. Don't question the Caliph's righteousness. You hold a position under the Caliph. The Caliph has put you in charge of the treasury in Kufar. He has given you the position of judgment. Isn't it unfair if you doubt his writings?
If you don't lie to the Caliph, and if Marwan doesn't bite my back, I'll accept whatever the Caliph writes. Who am I to oppose him?
I'm the Caliph's governor. Marwan ibn Hakam is the Caliph's advisor. Do you think the Caliph will designate inappropriate people to rule over the Muslims? If you insult us, it is just like you oppose the Caliph. It means that you're breaking your allegiance.
I'm not here to break any alliance with the Caliph. You have 3 days to pay back the 100,000 dinars to the treasury of the Kufa.
This stupid guy thinks 100,000 dinars is camel droppings.
Are you scared, Walid?
He's an influential person, Abu Zubayd. He was a close companion of Muhammad. A person who would bring Muhammad shoes for him and make the bathroom ready for him can't be underestimated. He was Muhammad's bodyguard on the streets, and his guard when he was asleep. If I had a high position like him, I'd also be charismatic.
Being a servant isn't a high position, Walid.
It depends on whose servant you are. Worshipping superstition has always existed. We need to be cautious.
You knew those people very well. So why did you bring the sorcerer to the mosque?
I'm really sorry. Really sorry. After all, the incident wasn't that bad, Abu Zubayr. If you don't make any mistakes, you'll never know who your friends are and who your enemies. By inviting over the sorcerer, I recognize my opponents. Muawiyah is the king of Levant just because he stifled his opponents. Some people keep quiet, some by money and some by force.
Which one do you have, Walid? You don't have the money or the force.
You're a loser if you don't have them and only regret it. You have to try hard to get them. If the Yazdi Jandar brings me to my knees, I'll have to leave. I'll have to leave, Kufar.
What are you going to do with him?
Tomorrow night, we'll give his cut-off head some wine to drink.
Are you going to kill him?
In a way that only you and I will know, and also Wadan.
What will you do with the Yazdis?
We'll kill Jondab and then we'll fight with the Ads tribe for helping Jondab run away.
Right?
You see, I'm not a useless governor.
Don't do it, Walid. Don't do it. The Sheikh of Kufa will find out what you're going to do. Don't make yourself infamous among the people.
That old man has become nothing but a nuisance. Marwan will do a great job if he gets his dismissal order. Why are you upset, Abu Zubayd?
Walid, the Azd tribe has a lot of stubborn men. You have to be scared of them.
Talking about joy is half the joy itself. I expect poems from a poet, not frightening stories. Recite a poem about me, O poet.
Fill my cup with the wine that makes me break my allegiance, O butler. Destroy my mind. What's the use of it if I sit on a throne I don't deserve? Even if I overcome the sun. And even if I live as long as Noah, in the end I have to go back to the earth. Save me. Save me. Because I am suffering from that which I know. Because I am suffering from that which I know. Save me. Save me.
You're a debaucher!
Among the 70 prisoners of the Badr War, Ogba was the only prisoner who was beheaded on the Prophet's orders. Walid, you're the son of Ogba who would throw the dirty remains and guts of sheep at the Prophet. Among the 70 prisoners of the Badr War, Ogba was the only prisoner who was beheaded on the Prophet's orders. Walid, you're the son of the Ogba who would throw the dirty remains and guts of sheep at the Prophet. Walid! People like you wouldn't have become Muslims if they hadn't felt a sword on their necks. When faith comes with a sword, it'll be easily blown away. Walid! According to the Quran, you're a debaucher. People in your tribe are only faithful on the surface. The Prophet gave your pagan tribe a position. You were given higher war reparations so you'd put aside your hostilities. Walid! People like you have never believed in God. Never!